My career at VA is primarily a tool to help our employees to chart out their career at VA and also identify what are the gaps that they need to fill in terms of educational requirements, training, rotational assignments, certifications that they'll need to move from a GS5 to a GS15 in an HR or an acquisition or an IT, which are some of the mission critical occupations that my career focuses on. So it's about retention, it's about career development, it's also about building your bench. The idea here is, to the extent that people are able to identify what they need to be able to perform at the highest level of their occupation and get the training, which we would be providing, then you have a higher performing individual employee.
Is it covering all occupations at VA, or is it just a limited number now, and which ones?
Well, it's covering 10 mission critical occupations that, when you look at how many individual jobs those occupations will cover, represent about 40% of the jobs that are at VA. So we're in the process now of adding additional occupational series to my career. Right now we have 10. We're going to be adding another 5 and then eventually get to the point where we've covered every critical occupation and have that included in my career at VA.
If you could just kind of explain it a little next level down of detail. If I'm a GS5, as you said, and I want to say, okay, over my career I want to get to a GS15, it shows me the steps I need to take, the courses I need to train, or what more specifically does it do to help me understand the path?
First and foremost, it starts with the premise that, you know, not everybody walks in knowing precisely where they want to go, how they want to get there, and what it is that they need to do. So my career really helps that individual employee, first of all, understand better what it takes to move up to the higher grade. Then allows that individual employee to identify which are the gaps in their background that they need to fill with training or certification or education. And it also allows them to have a conversation with their supervisors to get their supervisors to help them fill those gaps. And so it really is about allowing all of our employees, not just some employees who are able to be lucky enough to connect up with a good mentor, but all of our employees to engage in their own career development. And I think at the end, VA is better for it because we're going to keep those folks and we're going to benefit from their additional performance and their additional competencies.
You mentioned something that kind of caught my ear a little bit about retention. You also mentioned about knowing where people are at, so where your gaps exist. Because I think one thing agencies, and I think every agency in VA is probably no different, is struggling with is, as people retire, how to backfill and what role did they fill, and do we know all their roles? Give me a sense of how the new tools is helping you guys kind of with those two areas. I think it's retention is one, and then the other one is the idea of knowledge management in some ways.
We have to build that bench. And the way we build the bench is by, again, identifying what our people need to be able to perform at the highest level. So my career at VA allows individual employees to begin to identify those areas. The other thing it does is that it helps our employees to stay with VA. We're investing a lot in those employees. If they have a career path, they're on that path, they're getting support from their supervisors, they're getting the training they need, they're going to want to stay at VA. And that's important because it costs the taxpayer significant dollars whenever there's turnover. And we want to keep these folks at VA serving our veterans. We want the most experienced, the best trained, and most inspired employees serving our veterans. And the way we do that is, one of the ways we do that is through my career.
This is a tool that you guys developed internally, or is this something that you borrowed, you modified? Give me a sense of how the tool came to be.
No, we developed it internally. Obviously, we brought in the appropriate contractors that did the appropriate assessments of the competencies. We met with different occupational experts. We brought in subject matter experts from the different areas in the healthcare area and the acquisition area and the IT area. And we just put that information together, we put it into the system, we made it user-friendly, so any of our employees or anyone who wants to be an employee at VA can get into the system by going to, you know, va.gov.
And could another agency borrow it? Obviously, the career fields are different. Not everyone has doctors and nurses and medical professionals, but maybe the acquisition of the IT career fields, maybe, or even just using the basics of it. Is that something that other agencies could borrow?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, again, the taxpayer shouldn't be having to pay twice for a system like this. This is a system that, frankly, is useful to other agencies. I mean, at VA, we have 300 occupational series. And, you know, from landscapers to scientists, acquisitions to IT. And, you know, if you look across the federal government, you're going to find other departments that have a lot of those same occupations. So, yes, my career is a technology that I think is absolutely scalable to other federal agencies.
This is one tool. There are several other tools. Are there some other tools that are coming up that you could kind of give us a brief intro to over that maybe in the next 3, 6, 9 months you guys are working on?
Several months ago, we launched VA for Vets, which is an online, high-tech, high-touch platform to help us recruit, retain, and integrate our veterans into employment positions at VA. And part of that tool, which includes coaching, includes military skills translator, includes search engines, we also have something called VAMS, which is Veterans as Mentors. Fact of the matter is that VA has 1/3 of its employees, over 100,000 employees who are veterans. We're going to be working with them to have and train them so that they can mentor new employees who are coming on board who are veterans to help them feel comfortable, integrate quickly, and be effective. And we think that this is a tool that other departments may want to use as well.